of consumer calls on the same station. That's K1AM 1400 FM 93.3. And at the same time, that's 9:10 till 9:30. And anyway, you go out and have a beautiful day. Bundle up and keep your animals safe and warm. And have a happy Halloween. And I will talk to you tomorrow with more of Consumer Calls. Have a blessed and beautiful day.
Levi Lusco on Focus on the Family Minute.
The problem with wearing a mask is the mask that you put on your face or your appearances on your life, it masks yourself off. God's blessings can't get on who you're pretending to be, just who you really are. So if your value is coming from the square foot of your home or from your surgical procedures you're doing to augment your appearances or the brand on your purse or your jeans, or let's be real for a second, how big your church is, your podcast following, your followers on social media, that mask prevents God from getting his blessing on you. Because what he can bless is authenticity, humility, and vulnerability. And so when you take that mask off, and that's the good news I want to say to every listener, if you put the mask on, you can take it off. You can be authentic. God can heal you and make you whole.
Be authentic, humble, and vulnerable with God and others. You'll better experience his full blessings that way. More from Levi at familyminute.org.
Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time for One-on-One with the Pros right here on K1, the one you trust. Hi, I'm Tom Davis, and it is Car Talk, and yep, we're going to be talking a little bit about cars. Well, actually, a whole lot about cars, and cars,
and Brad, trucks.
And trucks.
Trust is very important.
This time of year, yes, it is. Yeah. Brad is with us, and also we've got a special guest here. Price Connors is with us, too. So, Bradley, lead us off. Tell us what we got going on today on Car Talk.
Well, it's Halloween.
It is. But so, nothing scary on the lot, that's for sure.
Well, we do. I noticed,
scary low prices.
There are a few people that are in costume out at the dealership, more than a few, I'd say. It looked like the entire Toyota sales team, the office. I haven't been everywhere yet this morning, but we had a lot of people in costume, and we're going to have some fun, as we always do at Dungeness. It's a fun place to work. It's a fun place to buy cars. One thing you can count on from us is we're going to shoot you straight and treat you like a friend of ours. You know, in our business, I mentioned trust, and you did at the beginning about the radio station and being a trusted source of information.
Absolutely.
And trust is a key thing in the car business, and we that's really the coin of the realm and what we trade on at Dungeness, and we're going to treat you straight and always do the right math on the deal and get the best deal for you. It's the end of the month, so we've always got a big push to get to our number. I know we're two away on the Toyota side.
Ooh, wow.
We've got a couple of F-150s and Rangers that we need to sell in order to hit our objective for a truck program Ford has going. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got a huge inventory of used cars. Many of them that are discounted a little extra for the month-end push, so we can put a few more deals together. Mm-hmm. You can at Dungeness, you can check all that out online. We've got our prices up there every day. If a price isn't listed on one of our vehicles, it usually means it hadn't hit our lot yet. It may be a new vehicle that's been ordered that's in transit on the way to us. Those start showing up a little bit before they get to our lot. Mm-hmm. We don't price them till they get on the ground. But we try to really price everything right and do that right with our numbers and really be aggressive in our pricing. We use third-party pricing tools that show us what other people are doing. And so we really try to dial it in and give you the very best deal we can on our product.
And the proof is in the pudding because people keep coming back for more and more.
That's
and more.
Right.
You know, how many multi-generational customers do you have? Probably can't even count them.
I don't have can't any idea, yeah. But many, many of them. And, it is a relationship business. And,
yeah.
We do get questions from people, and I've talked about this on the show before about automotive advertising and, with the way the internet has changed our world, we used to have to advertise our deals like in a newspaper on TV. But today every vehicle is pretty much priced out there. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of variation in how people discount their vehicles. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we'll get questions from customers. Well, why, if your price is on that, why can't you give me $15,000 off on that truck? I saw on another website $15,000 off. You know, the truth is, a lot of times that's not what it appears to be.
Oh,
if
now
you
we
read
know.
If you read the fine print, and I've been doing that lately, and I don't want to bring up bad news, but the truth is, if you read the fine print on a lot of dealers in our market and in the Tulsa area, mm-hmm. there's a lot of funny stuff going on. And, you know, stuff like trade assistance dollars up to a certain amount. Money to, that's in the discount in order to finance. These are things that aren't that are misleading,
say
at the
least.
Very least. that you cannot price a vehicle and then change it if you have a trade or not, or if you finance with them or not. And the price should be available to anyone, right? Mm-hmm. If it's in an ad,
absolutely.
You know, that's just the right way to do business. So just be careful. I know people don't like reading the fine print on car ads. The truth is, it's there for a reason. Legally, we're required to do the math on the car deal and on the discount that we've offered in that disclaimer. And if it's not done properly, you need to go somewhere else.
Oh, yes.
Because the truth is that this is now proliferating in our industry. And I've got a lot of friends in the car business, and it's become quite a battle, I think. Those of us who want to do it the right way mm-hmm. and stand up for our, for that, and those who want to take advantage of the situation. A lot of times they wrap themselves up like they're like us and that they're, doing it right. But you can usually see through it mm-hmm. In the ad if you read the disclaimers. And I'll be happy to show you if you want to come in. I can talk to you about it a little more specifically. But it is critical. You know, when we present numbers, we also present all the factors in the number and show you how we get to our math. A lot of dealers, too, even they may have this misleading ad out mm-hmm. there online. Then when you get in, they're presenting numbers that don't give you the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this before too, but a car deal consists of various things. The price of the vehicle, if you're financing, you've got the term of the loan and the interest rate are critical things. In other words, how long is the loan? Mm-hmm. The longer it is, the lower the payment will go. The interest rate, obviously, the lower the interest rate, the lower the payment will go. But both those numbers can be moved in order to mm-hmm. move the payment. Your trade-in is also an important part of that. If you're trading in a vehicle, that number can be moved. So it's not just the discount that you've got to watch. It's all these other numbers. And too often I see consumers focusing on one of those numbers, maybe the payment or what they're getting for the trade or the big discount up front, and not really making sure that all of them add up to the right number. Mm-hmm. So if you're not getting all that if you're out shopping and you're not getting that information, if you're just seeing a payment and a down payment on their write-up, I'd run.
Fast.
So anyway, enough of that crazy stuff. I got off on a tangent, perhaps.
Okay.
But it's important to me. I want you guys to know that that we do it straight up, and that's been part of what has made Dungis what it is for these last almost, 90 years in Oklahoma mm-hmm, now.
Absolutely.
And we love to support our community. And I'll say that, you know, it is important that Bartlesville people shop at Bartlesville companies and support Bartlesville institutions like the Price Tower.
Absolutely.
We would not exist if it weren't for the community of Bartlesville. Dungis would not. The Price Tower would not.
We couldn't be around.
And so we need your business. I can't say how much we do. We really, really do. All our people count on it. And I promise that we will do it the right way. And that's just my promise to each of you.
Mm.
So anyway, let's go back to the Price Tower. Price, I know you guys are so busy, always there.
We are. And do you know what? You can always trust, bringing up trust again, you can always trust that the Price Tower will come up with something new and different to get you in. And, you know, some of you may have been to our Frida exhibit, which concentrated on Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And today we are going totally across the world.
Okay.
We're going to have a wonderful new exhibit opening November 8th and going through January 4th called Witness to Faith, the Biblical Art of Sadao. Forgive my Japanese. If anyone is Japanese out there, I'm sure I've just killed his name. Watanabe. And Mr. Watanabe was a very interesting man. His dad died when he was 10 years old.
Oh, boy.
And a Christian woman took him in, and he converted from Buddhism to Christianity. And he created all these wonderful old, all these Japanese prints dealing with Christianity, but bringing it to a Japanese form. Now, he did all this through stenciling, like they did on kimono. He worked for a dyer.
So a traditional Japanese art form.
Traditional Japanese art form, but in Christianity. And one of my favorite pieces in the exhibit is The Last Supper. Now, we think of The Last Supper, of course, by Leonardo da Vinci. But when you look at his version, everyone is dressed in kimonos. They're drinking sake and eating sushi and fish.
Okay.
So it's all been transferred. And Mr. Watanabe brought back this wonderful old form. And there was a whole period in Japan, once again, forgive me, called the Minjai, which is bringing back folk art. And this was actually done in folk art, where he would do the drawing, then he would cut out stencils, drawing little cutting on either side of the line. So everything in the drawing is connected by lines. And then another form of this art, and his wife Haru helped him tremendously. All the dyes used in here was natural minerals or pigments done in soybean milk, which is a very unusual. I've never heard of it before. Very unusual. And then after he did all the different colors with the pigments and the minerals, his wife would concoct this mixture of salt and lime and a number of other things, put the paste on over the colored areas. Then he would paint it all with black. So everything is outlined with this fine black line. And it's, and then Haru, it was a family affair. Haru would then wash all the prints, and they're all done on mulberry paper, which is a very ancient way of paper. And he is the only artist that we know who really has done this technique with Christianity.
That's wonderful.
He's really well known around the world. In fact, his work hung in the Johnson White House back in the 1960s and is in almost every museum. So we are so anxious to have this exhibit come to Bartlesville. And it's going to be at Christmas time. And as you know, Christmas is always a festive time at the Price Tower.
There's so much going on down. Parties and great, great food up at Copper. And, and great everything going well, I assume, at the inn and hotel.
Everything is going well. The food is always wonderful. And don't be surprised if we have some surprise Japanese things on the menu. Nook, our wonderful chef from the Right Chef competition, he amazes me because
with the Frida show, he did a great job weaving in some Mexican elements.
Like Frida fritters and the Frida Rita. But we'll be doing something new for it, Japan. And Nook is just this incredible cook who seems to just be able to do any cuisine.
Yeah, I've been super impressed with him.
Try the new cornbread soup that's on special this week.
All right, well, I haven't had that yet. That's good.
And, you know, we're also available, the gallery and all is available for rent for Christmas parties. If your office party hasn't found a location, please give us a call. It's a great place. We're going to have Christmas tree there, the art of Christianity. So it makes a wonderful place with fabulous food to have your Christmas party.
Awesome. Well, that sounds like so much going on. And of course, you can always just go visit the Price Tower. It's a public space, and it's a great place to view what's going on down at the Unity Square at Tower Center. This is a construction. If you haven't been downtown lately, you need to see this. And looking at it from above is outstanding. I mean,
it
you can
is.
Really see what it's going to look like. You can see now they've got the most of the foundation set for
the
stage. A lot of the concrete is beginning to take form. I know I'm on the committee, the design committee, and we were out there at the last meeting looking at the concrete design and the different colors that are going to be in that. Kind of not exactly matching up with the Price Tower in the community center, but bringing those two together through the design, and I think that as we, you know, once it's built, you'll understand how this connects the two and builds us this wonderful public space. And anyway, you can see it from the restaurant. Really great.
Absolutely.
And it's a great place to go and you get a view of that if you haven't been down to see it.
I've been at ground level, but boy, I would like to see that bird's eye view.
No, it really is.
It's outstanding.
It changes it completely. So heading up to Copper this weekend and check that out. What else is going on down there?
Well, do you know, one of the things that we're doing, we have some great opportunities because we have now opened up our volunteer program and we're going to be doing a training class for docents. And that's how I began at the Price Tower 7.5 years ago when I moved here. And it's been one of the most wonderful experiences that I can have. And if you choose to become a docent, we're going to be doing a training class. It's an opportunity to share the beauty and the uniqueness of Bartlesville with other people. We have people coming from all over the world. Last week, we had two people from Australia. And it was so interesting. The woman had an interest in the Price Tower because when she was in high school, and she's now retired, so it tells you it was a little while ago, her book report was on the architecture of Frank Lloyd Wright. Mm-hmm. And she chose the Price Tower to do on her book report.
Oh my.
And it was on her bucket list to come from Australia to visit the tower. And you know, it's such a unique opportunity because even people who live here in Bartlesville don't realize what a unique opportunity that is.
No, they really don't. And the history of the tower, as the Price Tower Arts Center, it stopped being the headquarters for the Price Pipeline Company, and Phillips owned it for a while, but once it became the art center, it really was about the volunteers. It was Theo Silas and her friends and Robbie Morris, and I don't want to name them all, but so many of them put their hard work together. They were down there cleaning things, putting up art, doing everything at the beginning.
Incredible.
Then we eventually did a big capital campaign to create the hotel and restaurant. And, you know, that whole thing really, from our point of view, isn't about... You know, it's not a hotel and restaurant that's designed to make money. It is we sell rooms and food, but it's more about getting people in the tower, really to experience the tower. You know, Frank's original concept for the building was to have this in New York City and to be a part of a larger community but really to take that community and put it in one vertical space where you had everything. You know, you had the place to live, you had a place to eat, you had, you know, offices, the towers had dental offices and beauty shops and power companies
and eye doctor that everyone in Bartlesville seemed to have gone to. He must have been the only one.
but so it did come to life that way.
It did.
And then it went through a period of dormancy, really, where it wasn't, you know, there wasn't a whole lot in the 80s in the tower, and then it came back to life in the 90s as the Price Tower Art Center.
Right.
And truthfully, we don't get any public support. Other than applying for a few grants for art programs and things like that. We are a nonprofit organization, a membership organization. All of our support comes from donations. And I think that's something.
And membership.
And people don't realize just, you know, that we don't have an endowment, that we don't have a continual way to keep the building maintained and operational. And so it is so critical that you come down there and eat, go visit the shows. If you consider a membership, we have a brand new membership program that's out lots of great benefits. And, you know, so it's time to explore that and find out how you can connect down there. Mm. You know, a lot of what I'm thinking is you describe the great art show that's coming up and the story about your lady from Australia is the incredible inspiration that the tower is even today. I mean, it was an inspiration in the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. And took that to be built here. And now we're still inspiring people been all along.
Our mission statement for the tower is to inspire, to preserve, and to celebrate.
Yeah.
And that's what we do every day. We celebrate the beauty of the building, the community. We are working very hard to preserve the building. And to show you what national recognition the building has, actually worldwide, is 2 years ago, we received a grant from the Getty Foundation for preservation and conservation. And believe it or not, there were over 800 applications for this particular grant. And we were chosen. Out of all those, they only chose 20 to give grants to. Okay, and the Price Tower was chosen to do that. So we're working very hard on preservation.
It's one of the only Getty grants ever in Oklahoma, I believe.
It's not just one of, it is the only one. I was very proud. I helped to write part of that grant, and we were just so thrilled to be accepted in that whole program. It's just amazing.
And back to a little bit of fundraising, we're still raising money to match that grant.
Right.
And again, I mean, this never stops in an organization like this. Yeah. It's preservation and maintenance of the building, of course, is at the core of what we do. Without a building, there's not much left. And, you know, so we've, and it is an old historic building that does take a lot of money to keep operational, to power and heat maintained, always keep, you know, water out of and keep it up to date so that when you go in and experience, you really see what, you know, what it was meant to look like.
Right.
You know, some of it has evolved, but a lot of it's been put back in its historic character. You do a lot of tours.
Well,
of
if you were to take a tour of the building, we do the three historic floors, and those have been restored back to their original 1956 appearance with reproduction of the original fabrics. The original furniture has been returned. So we have so much of the original. You know, I can't encourage people enough to come take a tour of the building. It's $15 for adults, $12 for seniors, $10 for students. And we would just love to have you take a tour and really experience what's inside. Now, Brad brought up something very interesting when he brought up the Tower Green.
Mm-hmm.
I've renamed it Tower Green.
Well, so. I think that was the original
name. I think
we
so.
We all got used to calling it and during the build-up, but I'm trying to learn to say Unity Towers. Unity Square at Tower Center.
Yes,
I'm learning.
Brad did that very well. But, you know, one of the things that's quite interesting is we have, of course, the Frank Lloyd Wright designed the Price Tower. But one of the things that everyone doesn't realize is next door, our community center was designed by William Wesley Peters, who had been Frank Lloyd Wright's first apprentice at Taliesin and was also married to Mr. Wright's stepdaughter. And a year ago, we brought in the current students of the School of Architecture, Taliesin, to do a charrette.
Yeah.
And they came up with three proposals. And Scott Ambler, our local architect, who's extremely talented, is his Ambler Architects is in charge of this. And they combined some of the three ideas that came up during this charrette.
Well, it's fascinating how they kind of all did overlay a little bit.
They do all overlay. And do you know what is interesting is when this opens in March of 2020, I think is our anticipated date, it's going to be one of the few places in the world that you can see the work of Mr. Wright, 1956, the work of Mr. Peters, 1979, and the input from the architects of the 21st century. So it shows
bringing
you
the two together.
Yeah. So it shows you just how timeless all that is. You know, Mr. Wright's work just continues on. His philosophies through Taliesin just continues on.
And it's going to be a great space, too, I think.
Oh, once absolutely.
You can't really conceive until you get down there, or maybe looking from above is the best way to really realize how large it is. There's going to be three main sections of it. One, the closest to the tower there, which will face out onto our first floor where we used to have parking to the south of the building, will now be an outdoor seating area.
Right.
We'll have, hopefully have food service.
Absolutely.
And looking out on the green space there to, on the north end or west end of the park. Then right next to that is the stage, which will be set up and have a green space kind of gradually moving up. Not unlike the stage at the Gathering Place in Tulsa, similar to that if you've been down there. much larger space than you imagine. Probably seat easily, you know, hundreds of people, I'll say. And then next to that, to the east, is a sculpture garden that's really centered around the fountain that was originally mm-hmm. built with the community center.
Right.
And it's got a lot of great fans in the community, and that's going to be, the fountain's going to be restored. It has a great sculpture in the middle of it already. And then though we're going to add to that, hopefully, the Price Tower has the 66 down there that is in the park, and we'll hopefully get to remain, and you know, we'll hopefully add more art through this yeah. time, and really become a center for our community, not just for the arts, but for entertainment and for nightlife, for all kinds of stuff going on. There's a place there where we can set up food trucks. There's all kinds of uses yeah. that are going to happen for this once we get out of this building phase. So by next spring, hopefully people will see what a great, it'll be just another thing to add to our great downtown, and it'll be a great amenity for our community.
This is going to be, as always, you know, a great time to be alive in Bartlesville, because, yeah, I mean, this is the spark of something new. There's always something new happening every yeah. so many years, and this is really a big flashpoint. I really like how this is coming together.
Yeah, no, it is great. Yeah.
And, you know, our sculptures are so meaningful. As Brad said, we have the 66 mm-hmm. done, that was commissioned from the artist Robert Indiana, mm-hmm. who did that very famous Love. Yep. L-O-V-E, that was on all the stamps that we put on our letters. Mm-hmm. We also have the sundial that was given by the Price family in mm-hmm. honor of Mr. Wright. And our newest addition is a wonderful piece, the Sacred White Bison of the Osage Indians.
There you go.
Done by Kevin Box.
Mm-hmm. A Bartlesville artist.
And, you know, it's so inspirational. I'm the director of education also. Mm-hmm. And it's so inspirational to say to children when they come through, Kevin had a dream. He had the same background that you did, and his dream came true. So don't think any dreams that you have cannot come true. They yeah. can happen.
That's great. And the tower is an emblematic
the tower
of that
is another one of mm-hmm. all that.
Yeah, so great program. And you mentioned the education program. There's great opportunities there for the volunteers you mentioned.
Absolutely.
As well as, you know, we do a lot of stuff during the summer, great architecture camp for
we
children.
We do. We have an architectural camp. We have different programs throughout the year. We're always inviting school groups in. Mm-hmm. In fact, for the last exhibit that we had, Frida, we brought in over almost 400 to 500 students just to view the exhibit. Mm-hmm. And already for the Witness to Faith, we have the homeschooling come in. We have to remember that a lot of children in Bartlesville are homeschooled. Mm-hmm. So we have to make sure that they get exposed to all this also. And do you know what? Without pushing too much, since I'm the head of volunteers and the docents, if you're interested, it's a wonderful opportunity, please call 918-336-4949, extension 117, and I would love to talk to you about how you can be a part of this wonderful culture here in Bartlesville.
Find out about memberships, or do you have free days on Sundays still once a month?
Every once in a while uh-huh. we do. And, you know, the other thing that I want to say is if you become a member, of course, the exhibits are always free.
Right.
But it allows you to come to wonderful parties. Mm-hmm. We're going to be having a members opening for Witness to Faith. And I've been promised that there may be pork buns made by Chef Nook. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yum.
But the little steamed pork buns. So it's a wonderful way to meet people who share your interest in art, share your interest in Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. Do you know you can also call that same number, 918-336-4949, to inquire about membership.
Yeah.
Certain level memberships offer you a very unique opportunity. You become a part of the North American Reciprocal Museum Agreement.
That's right.
Which allows you to go into museums all over the country. And I know I'm from back east, as you can probably tell from my accent. And when I go back east, I get into all the museums just by showing my card. So don't think if you pay the extra to become an associate member, mm-hmm. a higher level, that it doesn't pay you back.
Oh, it does.
Well, there's a lot of great benefits for the membership and corporate memberships of different levels that get you different types of access to the tower and different benefits. So go explore that. You can check it out all online, I'm sure.
Go online, which is pricetower.org. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that's interesting is if you become a member, remember Christmas is just around the corner. We are getting a lot of new things in our gift shop. We already have new things. But if you become a member, it gives you 10% off anything that you buy in the gift shop any day, any time. So that's a wonderful benefit to also becoming a member.
And there's a lot of great stuff there. I mean, stuff with Frank Lloyd Wright influences.
Absolutely.
And Price Tower stuff. It's just really, really neat, from high design socks and ties and things, yes. to art stuff and, mm-hmm. you know, books about the Price Tower and architecture in general. Right. And, you know, so all kinds of stuff there you might not expect.
We have these wonderful socks that mm-hmm. take Frank Lloyd Wright design. And, you know, we never knew that Bartelser was hungry for crazy socks until we got these in. And we, last Christmas, we got in 180 pairs, and believe it or not, they were all sold out in record time.
Yeah.
So, Bartelsville, you love socks here.
we'll sock more. It to you. There you go.
Well, there's always good stuff going on down there. Price, thanks so much for coming in today and telling us about it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Good luck with the Witness to Faith program. When does that start again?
November 8th to January 4th.
And the members opening, will that be then on the 7th? Or
yes, that 7th? Will be on the 7th. And, you know, after this wonderful exhibit, we're going to be touching on someone local. There was a wonderful exhibit that was put on by OU. Mm-hmm. And we will be doing an exhibit on Bruce Goff beginning in January.
Wonderful. Excellent. Well, look forward to that and all the other good stuff. And certainly be down there a lot this Christmas season. So come on out, everybody, and see us and get a look at that park. And come on down to Dungis today if you're shopping for a vehicle or need an oil change or maybe want to have your battery looked at with this cold weather. We'll be there to take care of you, or check us out online at DungisChoice.com.